Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week, we're talking about the Holy Spirit and we're talking about how we often live powerless in our lives because we're not living with the Holy Spirit. And this came to me during the week because I was talking to a friend who, within a week, had to replace their car tire twice. Like two separate, they got two separate flat tires. And they had to replace their car, their tires. And then I was sharing how my daughter Hannah keeps taking her seatbelt off all the time while we're driving. And one, it's dangerous and it's also very frustrating. And I was sharing this story. But then my friend, the difference between her story and my story was she said, so I've been asking the Holy Spirit to guide me and to, you know, help me with these car tires and to protect me while I'm driving. And I remember in the conversation stopping going, oh, I didn't ask for the Holy Spirit to do anything for me.
You know? Did it all by yourself,
yeah,
Em.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's what like got me thinking, like how often do I live without the Holy Spirit in my life?
Are we not even asking him?
We're not even asking. That was the difference. This lady was asking and I was not. I was just like frustrated. So, and it made me think, how often am I holding on to things and not asking God to come?
And why would you want to live in that frustration so much, even though it's not going to maybe stop Hannah pushing the button to get the seatbelt off and you still have to pull over and readjust it, but you'd probably feel a bit more peaceful. Or, sorry, on top of that, the Holy Spirit could stop Hannah pushing on it, distract her somehow.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, if she gets distracted to enjoy something else,
then she won't,
she won't touch it.
And so that's what made me think for this particular heartbeat, how often am I not asking the Holy Spirit to come and be in my life and have his power in my life?
Because the power isn't always I need a miracle, Lord, you know, I'm destitute, I'm this. Sometimes it is just living everyday life. It's having strength, courage, fortitude, perseverance, kindness. Because, you know, that we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but the fruits are peace, kindness,
gentleness.
Like all the things,
when you're
frustrated,
you're not very gentle usually.
You know, the fruits are what comes from the gift and people see it because they go, why are you so calm when you've had a terrible day?
And it made me think, sometimes I can be stuck in my faith. You know, when you just feel like, in your faith with God, nothing's changing. It just feels same. But I think we're stuck in our faith because we don't actually have the Holy Spirit alive in us. Because if we did, then
we wouldn't be stuck.
No, because there would be an active
vitalization, a freshness
in our lives, that got Holy Spirit in us, that vibrancy.
Yes.
That, oh, what's God going to do today?
Yes.
You know? Whereas
expectancy, even like excitement that, wow, what's going to happen?
Where is God going to turn up today?
Where is God going to turn up today?
That's it.
Now, we know he's near us,
yeah,
so close to us, but we have to invite him in. So where's he going to turn up if I invite him in?
And because when we look at the early church in the book of Acts, you know, we see how all their needs were met all the time because they were filled with the Holy Spirit and everyone provided for each other.
Looked out for each other.
That's right.
But not just looked out for each other, I guess focused and centered on God. And, well, they had to wait for the Holy Spirit. When they received the Holy Spirit, they were dynamic. They communicated well because, you know, remember, they spoke in different languages, the disciples. So their communication was amazing. People were amazed at what they did. People would say too, you've been with the Lord. There's something different about them. And we, how awesome if someone could say that to us.
And I can't say that I live my life every day like that. I don't wake up and go, God, what are you going to do? Where are you going to use me? Holy Spirit, are you going to talk to me today?
Maybe we need to be more aware
of
that.
You know, I wake up going, when can I have my next nap?
Like, that's my first thought. When can I sleep again?
Yeah, but you have a girl that gets up at 2 a.m. yeah, but and stays awake for 4 hours.
But yeah, so to live in this, with this, the power of the Holy Spirit that makes us more aware of God working in our lives, like, that's certainly been something that God's been talking to me about lately. Because like you said before, when we have the Holy Spirit in us, that's when other people's needs are met, because the Holy Spirit is talking to us. And we can be that
person.
It
and we notice things and we go in action.
Yeah.
We don't just go, oh, someone else will do it.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit, when they're active in our lives, that's when people are healed, when we can pray for miracles, when we can prophesy, which is to bring encouragement to others. And then I've just written, like, we get a deep sense of peace when the Holy Spirit is active in us.
Like, it's funny, you might laugh. Mm. I'm actually smiling right now. I feel like with the Holy Spirit within you, living within you, it's like you're walking on air.
Mm.
It's like, because I do this.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to the children's playgrounds that have the rubber mats and I stand up and, like, and I jump man? Up and down up on them because I think this is so cool.
Yeah.
I feel like your life then doesn't have so many rocky roads and stones to fall over and everything, because the Holy Spirit is guiding you. Mm. So it's like you're walking on air, walking on this rubbery mat.
Yeah.
And, full of power, full of vitality.
Mm. Yeah, vitality. I also feel like, you know, in John 10:10 it says, Jesus said, I came to give you life and life to the full. I feel like the fullness is only with the Holy Spirit.
Well, like, I guess that's the completeness of it, because Jesus says, I'm going to go and send you.
Mm.
So he hadn't finished his work on earth. He was continuing it and then sending another gift from heaven to us.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? The Father sent the Son and the Son sends the Spirit.
Mm. Mm. So with the Holy Spirit, that's when we have God's power in our lives, when it's actively working in us. And it says too, was the scripture that I shared this week was John 14:26, which says, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've said to you. And when we have the Holy Spirit, that's when we have the ability to hear God's voice. That's when we can follow his direction, because the Holy Spirit is that conscience. It's our conscience that whispers to us, go this way, do the right thing.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
That's danger.
Mm. So this week, the weekly challenge that I've written down is to be expectant that God will show up. And so every day, wake up, maybe ask the question, where is God going to turn up today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we want to live in that power. We don't want to live powerless. We want to have God's
And then at the end of the day, thank you, Lord, that you used me, or that you helped me here, or I sense the Holy Spirit doing something.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that's right. And the more you do that, the more you want to rely on God more.
And the more it'll just come more naturally too.
And the more you trust and believe that God will show up when you're going through a hard
time. In everything.
Yeah, that's it.
So the challenge for Emma is to ask God, the Holy Spirit, to help her when Hannah is playing with her seat buckles.
That's it. Yep. I've been praying for it.
That's your challenge, Em.
I don't have to stop 5 or 6 times every car trip. That's right. So we hope that that's really blessed you. We hope that that's given you lots to think about.
So what's the challenge for everyone else?
Yep. Be expectant that God will show up. But what you're saying is, what's their frustration almost in their day?
What's the challenge that, because it's not going to be a car seat buckle maybe for them.
Yeah.
What's something that you're aware that, whoa, I really need to ask God to come and be
that's
in this
right.
section of my life.
Yeah, that's it. So, that's your challenge to figure that out.
Yeah.
Ask for God to come and show up. So we hope that that's really blessed you. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.